This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, once again, thousands of criminal convictions in Massachusetts could be thrown out because of the conduct of a state chemist. A report released by the Attorney General found system-wide failures at a state drug lab in Amherst. That's where chemist Sonia Farrakh admitted to regularly using the lab's drugs and using drugs that were supposed to be evidence in criminal cases. Farrakh was convicted of evidence tampering and of stealing drugs in 2014. In 2013, former chemist Annie Ducon was sent to jail after admitting that she falsified drug tests and compromised tens of thousands of criminal cases. After Ducon, the state's crime labs were put under the control of state police, so the ultimate authority over the labs is the state public safety secretary. For more on this, we spoke with Tom Workman. He's a forensic scientist and adjunct professor at the UMass School of Law in Dartmouth. We started by asking him what he thought of the Attorney General's report.
I guess you could say I'm flabbergasted. I'm amazed at what had taken place. I guess one of the things that amazed me was the notion that the standards that are used in that laboratory were not really standards at all.
So basically a lab buys standards, which are chemicals or drugs. So you can say, if I think this is cocaine, I test it against the standard to determine if it really is.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Okay. And so what we've learned about what was happening at this lab is that folks didn't buy the standards, they say, because of budgetary problems. And also they would sometimes make their own using the samples in the lab.
Right. The notion of making their own crack cocaine was mentioned in the report extensively.
And so when a lab has to get standards like this, and they're very expensive, is it unusual for a lab to say, well, we've got, you know, this cocaine over here, why don't we just make a standard so we can measure and then we can save the money?
Well, it's tempting. It's always tempting to do that. But you don't know that the stuff that's in the evidence room is really what you think that it is. So using it as a standard is really a dangerous process in that you can then evaluate other people's stuff and incorrectly conclude that it's what you suspect that it is. And you wouldn't know.
Are there regulations or there audits of these standards? Is there any kind of oversight to make sure that someone is actually using the standards that they're supposed to be using to measure the drug testing?
It would appear from the report that that was not taking place, because one of the things that she did was to use methamphetamines from the standards that were purchased, and that was her primary supply, until she consumed all of the standards that had been procured.
We should say, though, that what we're talking about here is what happened at the Amherst lab and the Hinton lab, and then what happened when it was taken over by state police. And this all happened just a few short months after another state chemist, Annie Ducon, was also charged with falsifying drug tests. This is a little bit different because Sonia Farrakh, this chemist, obviously was using the drugs in the lab. But I'm asking about oversight in part because maybe it wasn't happening at this lab, but are there rules that say that this is supposed to happen? Are there supposed to be regular audits, and for whatever reason, this lab wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing, and that's how this was happening?
Well, there obviously was a problem with the way people were screened and hired. If you go to get a job at the Home Depot, you have to have a drug test, but if you want to work in a crime lab where these drugs are readily available, evidently you don't have to have a drug test, because that would have screened her out. There also were no ongoing drug tests. There are audits of the lab that could be conducted. There should be a quality assurance function within the lab that's responsible for making sure that things are done correctly. Ironically, that's what Annie Ducon did in the Hinton lab. She was the quality assurance person in that laboratory. Then there's the management oversight, the procedures that are put in place.
And then who above the managers?
Well, it goes all the way up to the director of the laboratory and then to the secretary on the governor's, who reports to the governor.
Apparently, a spokesperson for the court has said that we may have more special sessions like we did after Annie Ducon to determine if cases will be dismissed. Do you expect that this is going to happen all over again?
Unfortunately, I do. It should happen again, that the rights of the defendants is, they're entitled to understand that the work that was proposed to them that was done was actually done, and it appears that it was not. Or if it was done, it was done by somebody who was obviously under the influence of narcotics. And I don't think when they made their plea, they understood the drug certs that are presented to them were done by someone who was under the influence.
So we had the case of Annie Ducon, who was first arrested and was charged with falsifying drug tests and later convicted. Then we have the case of Sonia Farag, who was charged with actually using the drugs in the drug lab and was also convicted. And now we have this attorney general investigation, which shows that the problems are probably deeper than we thought, and we're going to have to look at perhaps thousands more cases where criminal convictions could be called into question because of what was happening at the lab. Do we know if the labs that do this testing are any better now after these scandals than they were before?
I would hope they're better, but I think the real question is, are they good enough? Are they good enough to do what society requires them to do, and that is to do a competent job of evaluating evidence and to do that in a scientific way that we can rely upon? And I think the confidence that society should have in these labs has been badly shaken yet again.
Tom Workman, forensic scientist and adjunct professor at the UMass Dartmouth Law School. Thanks very much for being with us.